Currently outside, we have cold temperatures. We have snow on the ground. We have highways, most of the highways in the area closed until further notice. And right now on the news line, we are pleased to have with us Office of Emergency Management's Jim Reed. Jim, thanks so much for joining us this morning. What's the status of things as you're reporting from the Office of Emergency Management?
Well, I think from your previous reports, our crews are out there trying to get those roads clear as fast as they can. We have cold temperatures, I think, for the next 3 days or so, and possibly more snow coming in tomorrow and Wednesday. So I think the key thing is just try to get the roads clear so that we can get traffic moving again. We do have some folks in shelters that we have to help them get home, and that's where we're at right now.
And I know the Pikes Peak Office of Emergency Management is a regional office, works in partnership with the CDOT, which is a statewide agency. What is the reasoning for when you shut down highways? I mean, are you trying, is there more to just cutting down on the number of accidents that you're doing?
Well, it's not just the accidents. It's when the road is impassable, when people try to get through it. You don't just have accidents. You have people that get stranded in their vehicles in these very cold temperatures, and it makes for a very unsafe situation. And the other thing you have to keep in mind is in order for us to clear those roads, in order for those roads to get cleared, you're going to have those obstacles out of the way. So the primary reason is safety of the people using that road.
And, Jim, we know this snow was a wet, heavy snow, and we know the city's Forestry Division is ready to tend to any downed trees. Have you heard much as far as many downed trees throughout the region from the weekend snowstorm?
You know, not on the tree side at this point. We'll probably hear more later. I will give City Parks a great kudo. They were really prepared. They had their phone number posted, and they're standing by to assist. So at this point, no, I have not heard a whole lot.
And we know that in times like this, sometimes it's necessary to open shelters. Do you feel like the shelter process and keeping those shelters open worked well this time?
It worked excellent this time. The Red Cross was prepared. They had their shelters open before the storm started, and they are currently servicing those shelters to include some other places where people are gathered. They're getting food and supplies to them as well. They've done a phenomenal job during the storm.
And, Jim, we know the storm, we've been talking about it for the majority of last week. We know there were a number of planning issues from the regional Office of Emergency Management. How did things play out as far as making sure everything was prepared, given that there was such a long lead-up to this storm? Did everything go pretty much as expected and as planned when it comes to the response to the storm?
I think it did. The weather obviously didn't participate or play by the rules like it never does, right? We were prepared. Keep in mind, with the Regional Office of Emergency Management, region is the key word. We had connections to CDOT, both city and county, Department of Transportation. All the law enforcement agencies were next to each other, working together either virtually or physically. You know, we had our emergency response, our fire departments were consolidated in the different regions. It's a great operation. I mean, to have everybody at the table in one form or another has been phenomenal and has worked really well.
And I guess, does this go back to the fact that you were able to shut down the highways, the fact that we didn't have people stranded on any roads for any long periods of time? I mean, there were certainly spinouts and people going into ditches, but not the kind that we saw during the bomb cyclone, where people were stuck in their cars for, you know, 3-4 hours or such. Do you attribute your offices and other emergency agencies efforts to warn the public? Do you attribute that for why we have had a relatively low impact storm as far as you know, those serious emergencies?
So this was an excellent team effort. I mean, between the National Weather Service keeping us briefed every day, the news stations like yourself that were out there spreading the word, the fact that our folks were prepared and ready for this. And, you know, we have to thank the public, too. I mean, they listened, they heeded the warning, and we stayed off. If you remember, during the bomb cyclone, we had almost 2,100 cars stranded, you know, within a few hours. In this particular case, it was probably less than 100. So, you know, thanks to the public, thanks to you guys and your efforts in getting that word out. And thanks to all the first responders that sat down and figured out a good plan before this kicked in, and they executed it very well.
Jim Reed, Director of the Regional Office of Emergency Management, thank you so much for all you did, the planning and efforts that your team went into to make sure the region was safe and prepared, for helping us with those warnings and for everything you do. And thank you again for joining us this morning on KRDO's Morning News.
Thank you. Take care and be safe.
You as well.